Hey guys, a quick word from our new sponsor. I want to tell you about the newest company joining the Hash Sports family, and we're stoked about it. We've partnered with DestinationDraft.com, who have helped facilitate easy draft for fantasy sports, no matter the sport. Golf, baseball, or even if you want to get prepared for next year's football, these are the guys. We wouldn't have a sponsor we didn't believe in, and let me tell you what, we believe in these guys. Not only do they have all the accessories you may need to help streamline your fantasy draft for the upcoming seasons, but they also have hilarious merch to help you show off your fandom of your favorite teams. That means even guys like Pierce can get witty Rockies gear since he's the newest member of the bandwagon, as well as get all the necessary gear for his smoothly hosted fantasy baseball draft this year. So go over to DestinationDraft.com and check out how they can help you out as well. That's DestinationDraft.com. Again, that's DestinationDraft.com. Thanks again, guys, for your support and supplying the beer for the week. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Loud and Obnoxious, week 27. We think we kind of lost our way, so who really knows?
I think that's the third week in a row of week 27.
Who gives a shit? Anyway, thanks for coming back for another week.
Last week was 27. 26 is the one that didn't happen, but it's okay. I know Kip's like frustrated now.
I was just trying to get the goddamn intro out. Jesus Christ.
I think it's better when we just cause chaos from the jump.
No, it doesn't. Let's avoid the jackass.
Oh, man.
That's called overkill if I've ever heard
it. I didn't think
no one liked it.
I didn't think I used it enough. Okay, we're going to talk about that though, because I think Phil heard
me. Well, let's get through the intro and then when I introduce y'all, then you can talk. Welcome back to Loud and Obnoxious, week 27. We want to thank our sponsors, Destination Draft and Shinesty, for having us. I want to also introduce one of our new Hash Sports personalities. You may have seen some of his articles over on the website. We got Scott, the Steenroller Steen, with us this evening. How are you, Scooter?
Hey, yo.
You got me?
Yeah, Scott, how are you there?
There we go. Hey, I'm here. How about that?
Bada bing, bada boom. I just gave a little intro, to tell us a little bit about yourself, buddy.
Well, I'm probably the senior member so far at Hash Sports. I'm a Mizzou guy, and so now I'm an SEC fan. I will bet on just about anything. Rabbits fucking, curling, I don't really care.
I'm a big fan of betting on rabbits fucking myself, so I like where your head's at.
Take the over.
So for the listeners out there, he's from Kansas City, is that correct?
Kansas City, Missouri, right. For everybody out there in the world that doesn't know there's actually two of them, yeah, I'm on the Missouri side. That's the side that has the Royals and the Chiefs and all those other shitty teams that people don't remember still exist.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of our people look at maps. So they probably just naturally assume it's Kansas. That's a good that you pointed out.
I'd say 80% of America thinks that Kansas City is only in Kansas.
It's got Kansas in the fucking name. So yeah, that makes sense.
They threw everybody for a wrench. And seeing as y'all, like you just said, you're technically SEC, before you got here or before Missouri joined us, we literally didn't look outside of Tennessee, Kentucky area at a map. So, yeah, you're right. I probably wouldn't have been able to tell you the difference, but I'm glad that you're able to kind of pinpoint that for us as well. But
that's weird. They're shit west of the Mississippi River, huh?
Yeah.
And the SEC tournament is in St. Louis this year.
What?
Yeah. Right. How weird is that?
It's about as funky as the Big Ten being in the Madison Square Garden this week, too.
They threw Mizzou a bone. They're like, here, take this fucking tournament. And it's going to be a great tournament this year.
Did they bid higher?
I guess they bid higher for it.
They were doing a rotation because it was in Nashville the last couple of years, and it's going back to Nashville next year.
Nashville's a great spot for it.
I think Memphis wouldn't be a bad one either, and New Orleans should get a touch of it every now and then. But we'll dive into college basketball in a minute.
As y'all probably already heard, my dipshit friends and co-hosts Phil and Pierce are back for another week.
Here, yeah, boys. Finally, it's been like 8 minutes. Didn't even get introduced.
Yeah, they know you were there. Though. They know you were there. Those first couple minutes, everyone knew you were there.
Yeah, so. Phil and I didn't plan to jack up that intro, but once I saw him doing it, I was like, fuck it, let's go for it. It'll rattle the shit out of Skip.
We're always good for jacking somebody.
For a little jackass, you know?
Between Phil and Pierce, they jack each other off, so we're pretty safe for that.
All right, Skip.
Yep, thank you.
Man.
Well, let's get kind of into it. Let's stop with the name calling and whatever else the fuck we're doing. We got a full docket. Steen's going to join us all the way through, give us his take so you can hear, I guess, a fresh change of
fresh
pace.
Fresh take.
Voice. A little change of pace as well. We're going to
dive. Hot takes, baby. Hot takes.
That's all we want. And so for those that didn't read on the website, Steen posted some articles about our curling squad and the curling games in general.
Who went on to win gold.
Yep. So shout out to our boys after last week's jinxes from Phil and Pierce trying to cancel the Winter Olympics. We went on to reel off like 7 straight gold medals.
Good old reverse anchor. That was my plan the whole time.
Well done. That's classic Phil, taking one for the team.
But we still didn't really, you know, perform. We Norway broke our record. I mean, fucking Norway.
Broke our record?
Yeah, for like most medals at an Olympics.
Well, that's fine. We won the women's gold. We cucked the shit out of Canada.
Hey, don't you think we should have gotten like 30 golds for that? What was up with that? Only getting one gold. The whole fucking team won.
Scott, what was your highlight of the Olympics this year? What was your favorite
part? Dude, I hate to say it. It was the curling.
No, right?
We stayed up and watched it live. I had a bet on it. I had the USA plus 130.
Oh, yeah.
And I screamed at my fucking TV like it was the Super Bowl when they had that double for the 5 in the 8th inning.
That was the greatest shot in curling, definitely the greatest shot in U.S. curling history. I mean, John Schuster, the comeback kid.
So my question is, let me ask you. So I read your article, but I never really kind of dug too deep. My bookie loves me, which means that I hate me. How does the betting system work? Is it just money lines? Is there a spread? Like, we weren't favored in any of our matches coming down the stretch.
No, dude. Yeah, at the beginning, you could have taken, you know, somebody to win whatever competition it was. So, like, I had the Canadians to win mixed doubles at plus 130 also, and that paid off.
I love that shit.
Dude, you're my new favorite person on this podcast.
But as the matches went on individually in round robin, the money line, or you could do over under.
Oh shit! I'd have been hammering curling overs. I'm so glad I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, so
right,
Steen,
dude. Like I said on my article, you look at yourself betting on curling, and you're like, fuck, I really might be a degenerate.
I mean, I like it. You're gonna fit in well, like a glove on OJ's hand.
Well, I don't know about that because I was fucking. I win.
I don't. Ever.
So for those that are listening, if you want to start following his picks and fading Kip's picks, you're more than welcome to.
Didn't you say you nailed the golf bets this weekend, though?
Yeah, and we'll get into that as well.
Did you have JT?
I had JT, and for those that didn't see it on the website, go over there and look at the Bear Traps predictions. I called Tiger on the making the cut. I didn't have the balls to take him for top 20, but I also had a couple pairings that I hit. I missed on, like, Sergio to win, but I had JT to win, so that juice was worth the squeeze. But overall, I'm pretty much fucking suck at everything.
Did you say you had Sergio to win?
Yeah, he does. He hadn't missed a cut ever at the Honda. But I was kind of being, just kind of.
What
did
he do this week?
He did. I mean, he made the cut.
He mentioned Tiger Woods yet?
No.
Yeah, I said I bet on him to make a cover, but I didn't bet on him to take top 20, and he ended up
finishing
12.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm a big Tiger guy, Steen, so we're gonna get really deep into Tiger, but we'll start with and stay with the Olympics for a minute. Like Pierce said. You know, we didn't have our best showing ever. So besides the curling, I felt the girls winning and beating
that was
Canada.
Epic. Yeah. I watched the show.
Fantastic.
Like,
I've thoroughly enjoyed that girl taking her medal off immediately and acting like a bitch.
Yeah, I mean,
whoa, man, why you got a name call?
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying she is a bitch. I'm saying she's acting like a bitch.
Yeah. As an inconsiderate person.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a quick question for you guys. How can a country that has 300 million guns suck so much at biathlon?
Man, I don't know.
That's a great. Holy it's shit. Because they're shooting those pussy ass like one shot air rifles. You give those things to like a gunther, and it'll change all up real quick.
Oh, yeah. That's right, bitches. Now who's the boss?
Yeah, like y'all really, man. That's how you spice up biathlon. You give them AR-15s, and you put
no,
like,
give them one of those like small little like one hand machine pistol. Guns that like has a huge recoil. See them trying to fucking not hit the.
I don't
the,
think
when
there's a machine
the
gun that has a big kick.
Those little, whatever, the little handguns from like Die Hard. You know the one that, that Jamie Lee Curtis drops down the stairs? I want you to have to use that, like the MI-10 or 5 or whatever.
That's
I want that
sweet.
Kind of gun. It's got very, okay. It's not like functioning gun unless you're like.
It's a long shot for a gun like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. Make it fucking difficult.
They still are missing like 3 out of 5 sometimes.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah. They ought to have like US biathlon where you fucking run and then turn the pistol sideways and have to shoot it.
Yeah, because that's what it would evolve into.
Grand Theft Auto? Are you talking
right,
about
nah.
That is true.
Oh, so, shit, what if you had like Grand Theft Auto bobsled? Like that's good too, sports to connect.
Mowing down.
Trying to steal a bobsled at the very top.
We'll
like
use paintball guns because we don't condone violence. We're
very
anti-violence.
Not kill anybody.
Yeah, we'll just use paintball
stealing
guns.
Stealing that shit.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So we'll continue to harp on ways we can save the Olympics from themselves before
help.
Beijing in 4 years.
Where they're gonna have no snow either. You see that shit?
I don't give a shit. It's all, no, skiers, it you don't need snow. It's all ice-based anyway.
The skiers still said that the snow was great.
Yeah, they enjoyed
the
it.
The wind
themselves.
Just sucked for the guys that were going downhill, or the ladies and guys that were going downhill. Yeah. But being onward places. And upward, I think that's probably enough Olympics for 2 years. What do y'all say?
I mean, I'm pretty good with it. Curling was definitely the highlight. And then
you
talked
shit
women's.
About curling prior.
Because I kept falling asleep during it.
You called it like a hipster
well, yeah,
sport,
yeah, you
didn't
said
you?
All the hit. Oh,
I did.
It was cool,
I said,
like curling.
I 1,000,000% said all of that. And it's just going to like grow even more now that they want a gold
Steen,
medal.
He's hating on your sport, man. And I don't
know. I can't fucking believe it.
It's not hate. It's just, you know, like if you asked any random Joe before the Olympics, oh, what are you pumped about seeing? They'd be like, curling. And none of them had ever fucking watched curling in their life. It just felt like it was like that cop-out answer.
Yeah, but nobody watches most sports in the Olympics in their
life. When was the last time you watched track and field before the Summer Olympics?
I mean, never, but I feel like that's a little different.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
This isn't
going to
go well, so we'll just continue.
Yeah, like, don't make me explain myself. That's not going to work.
Well, I mean, this week, there are some other stuff that's going on. Obviously, baseball's cool. In full stride. I guess we'll say it's picking
I'm
up steam. Spring training's
games
going
are
on.
Happening.
But before we get into baseball, let's talk about the one-hit wonder that is the NFL Combine.
What?
Yeah, it's this week.
Ooh, wow, yeah.
We can't
tomorrow.
Talk about it later unless we want to talk about poor performances
I
next week.
I just hate giving NFL Network and all those other channels the time of day to, like, broadcast that shit. I'm not watching it.
Yeah, because why would you? I mean, why does it matter who runs the best 40? Oh, that guy's real good at the cone drill. Seen his cone drill? Yeah, I mean, can you name anybody's times at the fucking combine?
Just that dude John Ross's last year because he set a record.
Yeah, he was super fast.
Dontari Poe, 346 pounds, 4.9840.
Ooh, whoa. Kansas City Chief, baby.
That's
so
right, man.
What are you expecting? You got all these picks coming up in May, and we'll have you back on before then. But, I mean, you just trade Marcus Peters. You got rid of Alex Smith for Fuller in the third. I mean, what are you looking for going into this draft? Are you looking for, I guess, quarterbacks?
Oh, fuck. Somebody to put out the dumpster is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, what's going on?
I can't. Can I rant about fucking Marcus Peters for a minute?
Yeah, please.
Yes,
this
please.
Is your platform to do so.
It's absolutely, absolutely fucking ridiculous. There was no reason. His teammates loved him. He was great in the locker room. He's a hothead, but he fucking wanted to win, and they just fucking gave him away for a second and a fourth, and we threw in a sixth, and we had him club control this year for 1.8 and team option Damn. Next year for 9.5. They fucking pissed away a top three corner that we would have paid an average of $5 million a year too for 2 years.
So, but I guess what you're kind of banking on in this regard is Fuller being actually worth a damn in that trade. Like, I mean, I guess the cornerbacks or the safety from the Redskins was saying, like, that's my ninja. I can't believe you just traded away a great cornerback. Are you saying Fuller's going to fill the role
Fuller,
of Marcus Peters?
Well, he's a slot guy, dude. I don't know if he can play the. I don't play. Know if he can play shutdown on the outside.
I don't think he can.
Certainly not like Peters did.
So are you trying to trade up for Minka or whatever his name is? Micah?
The dude? Minka.
Minka, yeah.
But he played What's safety that? At Bama.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought he was
good
corner
oh, yeah.
and then safety, I think.
He was fucking. He's trash, dude. He's a cornerback from Oakland. He's fucking. I don't know. He's trash.
Who?
You're talking about Armika?
No, sorry. I was talking about Bama boy coming out of the draft this year. I was saying, what are you going to use with all these picks? I mean, I guess you're going to have to. Are y'all letting what's his name walk as well? The linebacker Derek Johnson.
Yeah, they're going to let Johnson walk. They're going to keep Houston. They're going to let Johnson and Holly walk. See, and dude, we don't have a first this year.
Do you not?
We traded our first for the shot at Pat Mahomes.
Okay, that's all right. Well, you may be okay with that because Andy Reid seems to have a lot of faith in that, and he usually is not necessarily a quarterback whisperer, but they seem to all do relatively well underneath them. So you got to be excited about where the future holds there. And you got my boy Chris Jones on the D line. I mean, I know he's not the sexiest player, but he's great.
Love Chris Jones.
He reminds me a lot of the Fletcher Cox. He can bully people around in the middle of that line. I mean, he's a great. He gets double teamed on occasion, but at the same time, he can also bust up for two turnovers and two, you know, sacks in the same game. So I mean, you have some things, some key pieces. You just have, I guess, a big draft outside of a first today.
Yeah, I mean, we had a 4,000-yard passer, 1,000-yard running back, 1,000-yard tight end, and 1,000-yard wide receiver. First time it's ever happened in NFL history. And we washed out the first round of the playoffs.
And what, Kareem Hunt's a fifth-round pick, sixth-round pick?
Hunt was a fourth, I think. Okay. You know, third or a fourth.
All right, rather late pick for such a great producer. So, I mean, what do you expect, or what are you looking for this week? You're not going to get your Saquon Barkley's or your Baker Mayfields or whomever you'd like in the first round. Who are you looking for in the second round?
You know, we've got a new GM with Brett Veach, and he's been the talent guy that was there for John Dorsey. So, you know, I think they're gonna have to go inside linebacker. They're gonna have to look cornerback. They're gonna, you know, basically everything on the defense. We're getting Eric Berry back to play the safety.
Yep.
So
we're big Eric Berry guys. Anyone that can beat cancer and be an SEC ambassador, he's a great one at that. So we're big Eric.
Did he play for Butch though?
Nah,
he was a Dooley boy. I think he was a Derek Dooley kid. He's been in the pros for a minute, so he may be pre-Butch. So yeah, you may have some holes to fill, but this weekend should be fun. You know, Sam Darnold's not going to throw.
I'm glad you're excited about the combine.
Fuck yeah, man. I even like watching Rich Eisen run. I think that's an entertainment.
That's the most entertaining thing.
And for those that want to donate, it's runrichrun.com. He's donating to St. Jude, and there's nothing you can say negative about St. Jude. So don't be shy to go out there and donate a little money to that. And if you want to donate some other money, you can go to shinesty.com. In return, you'll get some flashy garbs for the money that you donate to their website.
Oh, yeah.
Harmless little plug for one of our sponsors that bought our beers this week. But
nice.
Yeah. So I'm excited about the combine. I usually watch it because it's like nice background drinking TV. But one reason I brought it up was because this is a fun little segment we're going to start up. It's what sport do you – or it's similar to like the Olympics aspect. What event do you think you would be able to excel at? We obviously know Pierce is a big hipster, so he would be a curling guy. He probably likes things like the high jump. But like, what would your sport be, or your what would your event be, Steen, if you were to be in the combine this week? Where would you excel?
Dude, the shorter the better. I ain't doing no fucking running. I'll do some bench. I mean, a three cone and a bench guy would probably be me.
All right, so if anybody's looking to draft, Steen is available probably for a D-line, maybe an O-line position, you know, depending on how quick those feet and those hands can be. But, all right, Pierce, what about you?
Well, I'm having to Google it right now to see what these other events are. I mean, yeah, I was totally in on the high jump because that's pretty much the least amount of effort you can put forth. Up in the air.
Not the high jump, though, in the Olympics.
Not just over the bar.
Jump as high as you can.
You jump up and you slap that multicolored thing of discs or whatever it is.
The paint chips.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it looks like, is a thing of paint chips. God, that is fucking perfect.
Been looking for that word for hours.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it looked like
they
something.
They do. They look
earlier.
Like the thing when you're like trying to compare colors on your the swatch or whatever.
Yeah, when we were talking earlier. Yeah, that's kind of.
All right, I'm about to throw a real wrench in y'all's
game.
See,
you know all the rules. You know.
No,
all the
I choose this segment. Go ahead. I'll let you go first.
I would just be a good pass catcher.
There it is.
I got great hands.
Phil's got good hands.
No. Wait, that's an option. I can just run routes.
Yeah.
I mean, you won't excel in the 40, obviously, Phil, but at the same time, he may be more of a you know, a guy that just does the quick curl routes. Is that what you're saying?
I'll catch everything. I won't drop a pass.
Especially with those gloves. He's a possession guy.
He's a possession guy. It's like Edelman.
Phil is tackle eligible. He's not. He's not a receiver. He's just he's like the throwback trick pass to Tunsil in the Sugar Bowl. That's Phil.
I'm not saying I could
show it off his hands.
The Philly special.
I'm just saying I got great hands.
Yeah. And we're gonna highlight that. With the plays that I would call for you.
All right.
Y'all ready to get mind fucked? My sport or my event would be the Wonderlic test because I'm brutally unathletic.
Oh, wow.
Golf is not an option as an event at the combine.
Suck at that too.
Yeah, fuck you, man. I'm not that bad at standardized or non-standardized testing.
Who do y'all think would win between the three of us on that test? I mean, I know who I think would win, but...
I honestly think Pierce would win.
Yeah, right?
So do I. Two to one.
All right,
that's fine. That's no surprise. Y'all been sucking each other's dick all day.
Can we take it?
Yeah, you can.
Can I get a piece of this?
Yeah.
You want to get in on this? I think we should do this. I think we should all take it. All right,
let's take it. No, and that'll be like our Twitter poll this week in lieu of
fuck no, we're gonna get everyone at goddamn Hash Sports to
take it.
The poll will be who's gonna score best on the Wonderlic.
Yeah. We'll put it out there and see what people think, and then we'll actually take it.
And Steen can take it too. We can do all Hash Sports.
Yeah, I'm so into this.
Is it a bad sign if you look go on and try to Google and you spell it wrong?
I think it's CH, isn't it?
WONDERLIC.
No, there's a U in there. It's WU.
It's just Wonder LIC.
It's
just basic Wonder, no K at the end on the lick.
The fact that we're debating this, so
I knew
that's not on a test. It's not a spelling test. Yeah, it's a quick decision making test.
I mean, dude, if Jameis Winston can do it, I can totally do it.
Well, it's Vince not Young like an attempt what, at like thing. A nine.
Yeah. Well, I think we kind of saw why as things unfolded with Vince, but. Raw athleticism, that can't be denied.
No. There should have been a cheesecake event. He would have killed that.
Wait, is he the one that used to eat at the Cheesecake Factory all the time?
Like thousands of dollars.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. I saw that.
So I think that pretty much wraps up the NFL. I just want to throw that brain buster out there.
Yeah, and great combine segment it turned into.
Yes, it did. It actually turned out very riveting.
I was being genuine there.
Okay, nice. Sweet. So we'll kind of migrate on. We're not going to leave the NFL just yet. Jerry Jones got a little, I guess it's almost like an invoice from Roger Goodell yesterday that says he may be responsible for a couple $1 million in legal fees due to the ongoing case with Zeke. It turns out that that wasn't actually on Jerry Jones. That was a Zeke case. So Jerry's going to be safe. Let me ask you a question. You're kind of in the Midwest, Steen. What's your take on the Cowboys? Do you hate Jerry Jones as much as the rest of the country?
Absolutely. I hated him. I hated Barry Switzer. I hated Jerry Jones, and I really hated them together. So.
See, that's when I liked it. I guess it was the Jimmy Johnson era is kind of when it started for me. But the Barry Switzer era was nice as well because it, you know, yielded a Super Bowl. I've hated it ever since then. You know, it seemed like it was a nightmare. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of the ginger, as some people call it on the Dan Patrick Show. Shout out to Shea and Irving. But
I don't get how he's still employed.
Because Jerry Jones loves him, and
he was the coach of the year last year.
Oh, come on. The dude sucks. He's been mediocre every year except last year.
I just feel like they should be so much better than they are. They're fucking cowboys.
And no other coach besides him would have a job. And then Jerry Jones
Sean Payton did. He had a job going 8-8 for a couple years after the Super Bowl.
He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that's kind of more of the point. Yeah, no one else would keep that job in Dallas right now.
Marvin Lewis. For him. Suck a dick.
Maybe Wade Phillips.
Jerry Jones, though, uses him as a puppet. He can make that. Jerry Jones can be the de facto coach through Jason Garrett.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like he's got a good reason to keep a job.
He definitely runs his shit for sure.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
and that's
I'm glad
Jerry
to see
Jones'
the...
wet dream is being the fucking
Steen,
head
I don't
coach.
Know if you know this, but I'm not a, no one else is a fan of the Cowboys here, if that's not apparent. So I just want to get your take as well. Though.
I mean, if you don't like the Cowboys, you hate them. Pretty much.
Yeah, I think Steen would probably agree with that.
I think Romo is one of the best color commentators I've ever heard in my life. I was surprised how good he was and how much I liked him.
Boom.
He was better than Phil Simms, and after like he and Nance kind of figured out, like kind of got in that groove a couple weeks in, they were a lot of fun to watch. I found myself kind of doing the opposite of what I was doing growing up, was I was kind of cheering against Tony Romo every now and then just to be wrong because he was right so damn often. You know, like he had almost all of those. He'd be like, watch this, you know, screenplay. You can see this bubble screen developing pre-snap. The next thing you know, it's a fucking bubble screen. You're like, too bad he couldn't hold a... a PAT. You know, like the only thing he can do is commentate maybe and play golf. So I agree. All right, we'll move on. That's the end of the NFL. I had to get my shots in on the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, that was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yep. All right, so let's get back into the business of college basketball. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about Sean Miller. I know we harped on Patino and we ripped on the other scandals. We talked a little bit of the FBI last week. Sean Miller kind of had some dirty laundry-ish aired.
That's a little worse than dirty laundry.
Yeah. But we don't know if it's not even accurate. Yeah. The ESPN article.
But it was a bombshell.
Yes.
It was. And then that announcer on whatever game it was, maybe even the Arizona game, came on and was like, Sean Miller has been fired from Arizona, and then had to like apologize for that too. Jeez. So like ESPN like doubly fucked up here, maybe triply.
Did they not even see the report and just were tipped off, and Schlaboff was maybe incorrectly tipped off on it?
That's what it seems like happened. Because he got a bad source.
So it's like similar to that dude in Boston who took the Tom Brady scoop and ran with it about him holding out.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe that'll be proven. Who knows? We'll find out.
This dude will get fired.
But yeah, it seems like somebody's super fucked up. A couple people, maybe.
Yeah.
So
if that's really true, man, if he really said that, that's unbelievable that somebody's that stupid in that position.
Yeah.
I feel there's got to be a man that's in between you and the actual money being, handed off. And we'll go to Pierce, our, specialist in this field. But, like, have a bag man? Like, is that not something, like, everybody has? The coach doesn't talk money, especially the financial advisor.
It's
got to
be like blue chips where Nick Nolte tells his people, do what you got to do. I don't want to know shit. I don't want to know anything. And that's what the head coach has to do. And if you don't, then you're fucking stupid.
I don't think Sean Miller's that stupid to be on the phone and like, yeah, let's give this kid $100,000.
Yeah.
Like, he's that fucking dumb.
Yeah.
I'm that dumb.
I mean, maybe.
Weren't you just bragging about your Wonderlic abilities? That's and now not you just like say you're that dumb?
I'm not smart.
I'm in a crush.
I'm sitting in a room with y'all. In a room with y'all doing the podcast. I can't be that smart. My life decisions have not been that great.
Yeah. I mean, I'll 100% agree with that.
But, so, like, Sean Miller may be fucked. He may not be fucked. And if he's not fucked, seems that ESPN is, again, shitting the bed. And they seem to be really good at that. So I kind of take joy. It's kind of like cheering for Romo to miss a call. I love seeing these people have to eat crow after, like, that's classic fake news.
We're all dumb enough to just keep watching ESPN. Therefore, they can do whatever they want with no repercussions.
Oh, yeah, nothing's going to happen because of this. I'm going to keep watching. But, yeah, I do think it's funny for them to have egg all over their face, possibly. And, yeah, I'll watch them burn a little bit. I mean, they're going to inevitably get sued, right? I mean, Sean Miller doesn't in Arizona don't just take this. Like Phil said earlier, Shaquille O'Neal's kid decommitted. It was a fucking awful PR week for Arizona. So, yeah. I mean, if this is true, they're going to get fucking sued. It's going to be great. Yes. Be awesome.
Maybe.
That'd be fantastic.
So let's talk about this for a second. Let's say the NCAA gets sued again, and we talked about this 2 weeks ago with Ole Miss is suing the NCAA.
I don't think
that
made the air either. So
I think we did it at Phil's, I think, because it dropped. So like, there's a lot of lawsuits out there about how the NCAA gets their information. You know, blah 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 blah. Obviously, the NCAA wouldn't be sued in this Arizona case, but like, they've got a real shit mess on their hands. Like, what are they to do next? Like, what do we do from here? If it's very apparent that players are getting paid, like, you're a Mizzou guy, you have Michael Porter Jr. obviously injured, but I mean, nobody like wants to go to Missouri University. Like, they go there because they're getting paid. Same reason people like Malik Newman went to State. Like, nobody wants to be there if you're a top tier talent. What is the NCAA to do, Scott? What do you think?
Well, I think for starters, we need to stop making the NCAA a fucking training ground for athletes. I think there needs to be a minor leagues for every sport. I think combining it with college is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody's cut out to go to college. And just to make these kids do that, I think it's fucking ridiculous.
So you're saying you're in the same boat as LeVar Ball?
Pay them. I doubt if I'm in the same boat with LeVar Ball, because that would be a very fucking... That would be a boat that would be in danger of sinking. But
well, I mean, he wants to create a third-party league as well. And, like, some players you hear about going abroad, I think Brandon Jennings is the last notable one, to be drafted and then come back instead of playing college ball. But, like, why not we just – let's start letting the basketball players and the football players be treated like the baseball players or the hockey players. Like, you can get drafted, but if you go to college with a draft and you, like, sign with an agent, then you're still in college for 2 or 3 years.
I don't think that'll prevent scandals, though, or paying people under the table.
But they're getting paid by agents. You know, like, they're getting – I mean, some players obviously are getting paid by boosters, but if you're going to a school, you're going to get paid by –
getting paid by boosters.
But like, agents, like, there's Adidas money going somewhere. Like, why not find a way to make these kids get paid while they're going to school? They're making tons of money for the players.
It would still be an uneven playing field, you know?
Well, I mean, it's not our fault that Akron doesn't generate revenue like Alabama does. Like, that's not our fault. And that's a football reference. Probably basketball, too, because...
Yeah, who the basketball fuck program generates zero fucking dollars.
No, that's got to be more dollars than programs Akron. Don't generate revenue. Yeah. It's only football that makes money. Football.
Right, that's exactly right. Except unless you're Kentucky, KU, you're about five teams. Everybody else, they're fucking sucking off the tit of football.
Hey, absolutely. You know what makes money at Ole Miss?
I think a lot of programs are doing that.
So does LSU.
Same for Mississippi.
That's very rare.
It's simply because we're top four in attendance every year.
Yeah.
That was a tangent by them, but like the school, like I'd say 90% of the schools don't operate in the black overall in the athletic department. So it can't be necessarily on the school to burn this. But, the NCAA is lining their pockets.
It's never school money that's paying these under the table payments to kids.
Well, then let's start paying these athletes money through the NCAA so that like you get a stipend for revenue generated by the programs, but at the same time you don't have to worry about. I mean, obviously, there's always, like, marijuana's legal here, but I can still buy it off Craigslist. Like, there's always a black market. You're not going to end that. But these players are going to that black market because there's not a legal opportunity for them to take money. So, you know, like, that's not fair to them. And I know that we're usually a lighthearted podcast and we got a little serious here. But the NCAA is fucking stupid and they need to get the fuck out of their own way. Like, Pierce is going to take them to the shed. And now it seems like everyone else is going to have their opportunity after basketball.
Baby. Red. I mean, but they're fucked on this whole bat. All this shit was going on, and they just had to hear about it from the FBI. Like, yeah, we're not qualified to figure any of this shit out.
Yeah.
And he tried to act all surprised, too, Mark Emmer. That guy's a sleazeball. I mean, I guess you have to act surprised, but, I mean, come the fuck on, dude.
I don't know. I mean, and I don't have all the answers like I do for the Wonderlic, but I mean, that was perfect.
Did you know you can bet on that? I was just looking at this. You can get odds on the bet.
Wait, you bet on the Wonderlic?
I swear to fucking God, Josh Allen is the favorite at +130.
Oh yeah, this is a racist thing. Lamar Jackson's +1,000.
Yes,
I saw that.
He's 10 to 1. Josh Rosen's 225 to 1. Mayfield's 5 to 1.
Yeah, like, was of the guys that are rated in the first round. It was like Josh Allen, Rosen, Darnold, Baker, and then Lamar Jackson. They're like, you know, it's harder to get into Louisville than it is to get into Wyoming or fucking Oklahoma. Yet here they are just like throwing him in the... That's what Twitter's been talking about all weekend.
These kids aren't at school because of what their grades are. They're there because they had an opportunity to play starting quarterback.
You still have to get in, though. I mean, I don't think he's stupid by any means, so why is he automatically fifth?
I don't think anybody said that. I mean, obviously, the stats kind of...
Odd Sharks is doing something fishy. There's a reason
they probably
put
have access to these kids' grades, transcripts, or whatever.
Do you think so?
If I won a Heisman...
I guarantee you it has a racial component to it.
It has to.
Kind of has to, but
I mean, and that's what that's how I saw it. Like, Black Twitter was all about. They were like, "What the fuck's this? Like, are you kidding me?" I saw it all weekend. I noticed that as well. So, who are you putting your money on, Scooter?
I'm gonna take the long shot. I'm gonna go Baker Mayfield, dude.
Ooh,
really? Okay.
Yeah, I like the 5 to 1 money.
Yeah, I think Baker's got the street smarts to get him through this test as well.
minus the fact he can't evade police officers.
Yeah, he learned a lesson. Like, he knows what not to do now.
He's a hothead. You know, he's going to get frustrated.
And if there's an overlay, it's probably on Lamar Jackson at 10 to 1.
I agree. I was going to kind of hammer the back end of those guys. And are there any other quarterbacks in that one?
That phrasing was awful.
That was bad.
I'm going to hammer the back end of those guys. That was classic Skip.
Damn it, Kip. Be better.
You got a bookie that takes golf bets. Will you take fucking Wonderlic tests?
Let me pull it up. I would also like to see the Mason Rudolph. I had him early on. I was a big I guess, proponent.
Oh, you're huge on the Cowboys.
I was big on the Cowboys all season, so I'd like to see where my boy Mason Rudolph.
Are there any non-quarterbacks on the list?
Not that I saw, man.
Okay,
wait, does anybody take the test besides the quarterbacks?
Man, I would love to see.
They all do.
Yeah.
Dude, really?
Man, I bet Gerald Poe got like a -4 on that.
Is that
thing.
The kid that I got to crayon?
He was a kid that, like, yeah, they said he got to Ole Miss, and, like, we couldn't get him into school for 2 years. They said he couldn't read. he ended up playing for the Chiefs. He got to the NFL. I don't know that he's still there. He was really good defensive tackle, but.
Well, you know, the highest of all time, you know who it was?
Who?
It was, it was the
Fitzpatrick?
It was Fitzpatrick, right? And
yeah, perfect score.
He went to Harvard.
I was really hoping you were going to say Johnny.
I think there's a couple perfect scores out there, but they're like a couple of years date. I mean, you may know better than us, but I remember. I think Fitzpatrick was the last one to have it, but I mean, yeah, that dick went to Harvard, so of course he better have the best Wonderlic score. Otherwise, we're really ripping that asshole,
dude. Alex Smith was second.
Ooh, okay. That's good to know.
Pierce is a Redskins fan, so I didn't know if you know that, Steen.
I'm
stoked about Alex Smith, though. A lot of people are down on him.
He's fine. He's Kirk Cousins, maybe just a little bit better.
He's mobile, and he doesn't turn the ball over as much. He's an instant upgrade. Bye, Kirk.
Have I got an LSU fan there?
Yes, right here.
Okay, Morris Claiborne's the worst Wonderlic of all time.
What was it?
A 4.
Wait, what?
Mo was a Cowboy for a little while.
That's not surprising.
What's the best possible score?
30.
I think it's 36.
Okay, so it's like the easy two. You got a fucking 4.
I think you get 3 for spelling your name right.
Just for filling in the right bubbles. Oh my!
In fairness, though, it's a hard name. There's an E at the end and everything. So
yeah, I mean,
it's 50.
I bet a lot of these dudes, and I'm not even like making an excuse because that dude's dumb. I bet a lot of them are just like, fuck this. I don't need to take this and just like circle whatever they just take
that's
it in 10 seconds.
I mean, that's how I got out of my sports communication degree. what's it called? So here's the reading for the Wonderlic. It's 50 multiple choice questions to be answered in 12 minutes. So you're supposed
we're
to value.
On a clock.
To value each question in like 30 seconds or something like that.
Because it's more about time management.
So listen, it was developed by Eldon F. Wonderlic. The score is calculated.
Eldon? What a fucking terrible name. Eldon Wonderlic.
Eldon
Can
Brand.
You imagine,
he
man?
Won a national
Elton.
Champion.
It's Elton Brand.
How was it? So the score is calculated as the number of correct answers given in an allotted time. A score of 20 is intended to indicate an average intelligence.
What is a 4?
Below that.
Short.
Below average. Well below average intelligence.
So we'll see how that goes. And don't forget to go to the website, everybody. That's hashsports.com. See what the score results are. We'll all take it. Maybe we'll do a little video under our new tab, the video segment.
Because, shit, we're going to have to 12 minutes. Yeah, we can video us all taking that next week.
I don't know how we went NFL, college basketball, back in the NFL, but I don't ever get bad about it.
No. It was a seamless transition, however we got back here. I think I started talking about Kirk Cousins.
See, well, we just ruined it by talking about it.
It's all right. Well, I was doing that because we're going on to the next segment. So shout out to the NCAA. You're fucked. And shout out to the Wonderlic test.
We're taking you, Bob.
We're coming for you, bitch.
Yeah, get fucking ready.
Yeah, so as we get into the bubble season, we'll talk a little bit. We'll harp more next week on college basketball with the conference tourney showing up, and you'll really be able to determine where people stand
Big
for
Ten
bubbles.
Big Ten starts this week, though.
Big Ten's got a couple more teams in it. It's more of a participation trophy thing besides, like, 3 teams that are always the relevant ones
Does every team make it in the SEC?
No. Yeah.
Do
they? Yeah, they all
it's
make
baseball
it.
Where you get left out.
That's yeah, right. Exactly.
So we'll stay in the basketball theme, but let's talk a little bit about some basketball, pro basketball. We have a list, Steen. I don't know if you've listened to our series, but we have a couple NBA guys and college guys we've put on the list, and what we do, the list is supposed to make you just the worst person ever. And so we have a couple people on this list, like Grayson Allen is on that list. He took an L this week. LeBron, he's been on the list since day one.
LeBron got bailed out at the trade deadline, though.
But he's lost 2 of 3, so I'm back in good faith that they may not make the I have money or I have pride going on with Pierce and Phil about if the the Cavs make the NBA Finals. So I'm cheering against them. And
I'm cheering against them too, but I still say they make the Finals.
Yeah, I think we're all cheering against them. It's just common sense they're going to make it.
That's possible.
But can we talk about Butch? Speaking of the list, they're saying that Butch is probably going to get hired by Nick and be an offensive analyst.
Yeah, he's going to be sitting in a room. Yeah. He doesn't talk to the media. And
just like Sarkisian was before he took over.
It's rehab for coaching is all that is. Working under Saban's thumb. But
he's going to rehab Butch into a fucking good coach.
Alabama fans are pissed about it, too, because they don't understand the concept of, like, off-the-field assistant. They're like, what's going to happen when he's on the sideline, Paul? What's going to happen when he's on the sideline yelling at Butch like he's yelling at Lane Kiffin? It ain't going to work, Paul. And they don't fucking understand that, you know, he's not even going to be there. But, yeah, that was a big story.
Best today. Alabama fan impression ever.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You just got to throw the Paul in there. And
he's pretty much already got most of the twang.
It's pretty much it. Yeah, it's easy. But, yeah, back to what you were saying. Mellow.
Yeah, so we were just talking about the NBA. We're a very anti-LeBron podcast. We feel he tries a little harder than we do here. So we don't like him. He
fucking loves to compliment himself on Instagram. Yeah, what's really fucking pissing me off.
Yeah, I'm with you. That irritates me as well.
So, Scooter, give us a little bit of your rundown. I mean, I know you mentioned you don't have, like, a true allegiance in the NBA, but, like, what do you do there for entertainment? Are you a hockey guy? I mean, how does it work? Kansas City?
We suck in the winter. It's college. It's college basketball until fucking spring training starts and baseball gets rolling. That's it. Yeah, you know, I'll watch the NBA once the playoffs start, but the night-to-night shit, like I told you, unless I got action on one of the games, then I'm probably not watching.
I'm kind of in the same boat. The Nuggets are in our backyard, but...
They're holding on to the 8 seed.
Yeah, they're kind of just riding...
Millsap's coming back, though. Got to step some shit up.
So when you come you come visit us, maybe the Nugs will be in the playoffs, and we can do some cool little video segments for that, but... Otherwise, if you don't have any hard takes on it, then we'll just kind of wait until something
happens. My only take is, what a great name for the Denver team. How did those fuckers know 40 years ago?
Yeah, it went from gold to green. We can't complain.
It's right? The new gold rush.
There you go.
It applies.
We are pretty much the flagship of that program, if you want to see how it's done. We'll show you how it's done when you come out and visit, so don't be shy.
Deal.
Yes.
Deal.
Deal. Well, I think that kind of wraps up basketball for this week. Like I harped on earlier, we're kind of full swing baseball now. I mean, baseball's starting up. You're talking to 3 season ticket holders over here.
Whoop!
So we're all going to be Rockies bound fairly often.
Getting points, baby.
Yes, sir. So we'll talk a little bit about your boys and your division. Y'all have some contenders. The Indians have been relevant. You're a Royals fan. Apologize.
Right.
What are your expectations from your boys? You lost Hosmer, but
Kane as well.
What's up,
man? We've lost everybody. We've lost Moustakas. We've lost Hosmer. We've lost Kane. We've lost Moustakas. We lost Jason Vargas. The shittiest one of the bunch was Alcides Escobar, and lowest WAR of any player in the major leagues last 2 years. And of course, we signed him. We re-signed him.
He steals some bags, though, doesn't he? He's got some speed on him.
Yeah, he's all right, but he's a decent glove guy, but he's absolutely, absolutely fucking dreadful with the play, dude.
Yeah, it was kind of amazing. Like,
so y'all are more or less tanking again to try to repeat what you did for the last World Series.
Yeah, I mean, and it sucks that they had that little glimpse of hope last year where they weren't able to unload all the shit at the trade deadline and pick up some fucking minor leaguers. That's what we really needed to do. We needed to get rid of Hosmer and Moose and Kane and all those guys at the trade deadline. And we were like 3 games back of the wild card spot. So everybody couldn't went all up. In and now we're paying the price for it.
I feel like with the new wild card edition that everybody's more or less in it at the All-Star break.
Right.
By the trade deadline.
Gold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Rockies were, I guess, guilty of last year. So at the same time, we still have a couple guys that are sitting out. Mark Reynolds was on the roster last year. He's an unrestricted free agent
still out there.
Yeah.
Carlos Gonzalez, yeah.
So like,
he can't stay healthy, though.
And he misses the ball so goddamn often. But we'll do a full detailed Rockies report. I feel like some teams, though, have kind of planned for this. And Pierce and I kind of went at it last week in regards to it. One of your division opponents, they were able to kind of get ahead of the curve and get rid of all their blue chip stocks in the the White Sox are probably a year or two out, but they have all of those, you know, up and comers that are going to be fucking filthy. Who else is there in that division? I guess, is it all Indians, or can we talk about the Twins after last
year? Well, the Twins is that team that every year you go, oh, fuck, I forgot they made the playoffs. Yeah. And for last year, that's the Twins, man. And we actually went to Minnesota last year a couple times and went to see the Royals play the Twins. And, man, that's a strong team. That's a, you know, you heard about Sano forever when he was in the minors, and he's coming, and I think, you know, he's here.
He's crushing.
They got some boppers.
And they got Brent Rooker, the Triple Crown winner from last year in college baseball. They got him in the first round because he declined the offer from the first time he was drafted. So they're going to have some bats. Do they have the pitching, or
That's the question, dude. Okay. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think they're quite there with the pitching to give the Indians a run. But I think in that division, they're going to win a lot of games just beating up on the Sox, the Royals, and the Tigers.
And then, of course, the Tigers did exactly that. They did what you wish you could have done, which was they got rid of Verlander, and they're kind of recycling and doing the whole – I mean, they still are – they're stuck with what's-his-name's contract, Miggy. Me? Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I looked that up to write that article, and they're they got Miggy till 2023. They're paying him like $32 million in 2023.
And he's got to be, what, like 34 at this point?
Yeah, but he's like a Latin 34, so he's probably like 38, 39.
Yeah, exactly. He's like my boy Danny Almonte. Like, you know,
yeah, dude, that was the best last week, by the way, talking about Almonte.
I mean, people forget about Danny, but like when you strike out 62 out of 72 batters, yeah, you're probably 3 years older than the rest of the kids.
he had a fucking beard and he was dating a supermodel, so that should have been a sign right there.
Like, breaking news, this kid is not 12.
He fucks whores with the best of them.
Yeah, so great. He's like Hugh Freeze before Hugh Freeze. But anyway.
Probably need somebody on the team that can buy beer for us.
Yeah, like, hey, Danny.
That's what we needed in Little League the whole time. Instead, we were like stealing like cigarettes and chaw from our parents. But all you needed was a kid that had the illegal birth certificate 4 years older and right? had a mustache and a fake ID.
Not an illegal birth certificate. A legal one that just is years older than you actually are.
They just had no idea. Their record keeping's not so great down there.
Well, so it's the Indians to lose is pretty much what I gathered from that. Minnesota will be kind of relevant, but sliding around.
And I like how you're on the White
Sox. I don't see any way that there's not 10, 12 games between the Indians and who's ever going to be second place, which would be the Twins.
Yeah.
I mean, Francisco Lindor's filthy. So I can understand.
Absolutely the shit. And that pitching staff is unbelievable.
Yeah, once Encarnacion got going last year, man, that guy hits. It just took him a minute to get adjusted to being in Cleveland and being, you know, a little cooler than it was in that dome stadium in Toronto.
For about 3 months, Royals fans got to go, oh, that was so fucking stupid that they signed him. And then you're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, it was one of those things. I just remember from fantasy last year, one of my buddies had him and just bitched about him all year. And finally he turned it on and started crushing, you know?
Right, when it mattered, absolutely. Yeah,
he got it together.
So that's two divisions we've touched on. I know baseball starts in about 3 weeks, so we may need to almost do two divisions per week. Do we want to harp really quickly on the AL West as well while we got steam?
Well, that's kind of that one's interesting with the Angels.
Your Rangers and your Angels down there.
Yeah, didn't we talk about the Angels last week? I thought we did.
I think we just probably talked about the big money guys.
Oh, so yeah, he hit yesterday, Ohtani. Did y'all see that? He went like 1-for-1 with a single. He walked twice. Real good. Saw 8 pitches. 4
strikes. Dude, are they going to let him pitch at all?
It seems like it. I guess
he pitched a couple days ago, right?
Yeah, he pitched the first a week ago, and I don't think it went
a week ago.
Yeah. They gave him like 5 days between even to hit for some reason.
They've already been playing for a week?
Yeah, about a week and a half or so.
So what's your take on that? Do we need to get rid of the pitchers batting and just do the DH? Or like, I'm just trying to get a feel for you, Steen, see where you stand on this. Like, does Edgar Martinez need to be in the Hall of Fame? This is a real big question for me and my book.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, dude. Yeah, because we had one here in Kansas City that was just as tick below him as Hal McCray. And Edgar absolutely needs to be in the Hall of Fame. It's ridiculous that a DH, you know, it's a position in baseball. So when you're the best at it,
it's one of the most riveting ones,
there.
No less. Like David Ortiz is going to go in as a DH. He's not going to go in as a first fucking baseman. I don't know if Mo Vaughn made it to the Hall of Fame, but if he won, it's pretty hard to get into the Hall of Fame.
Not even close to Hall of Fame.
But like, those are guys that like should only be DHers. Like, some of those guys deserve to be in.
And like, let's be real. Does anybody give a shit about Mark? Well, Mark McGuire's not in the Hall of Fame, but did anybody give a shit about his glove?
Did he get a? Yeah, I don't remember him going with a golden glove.
He played first base. And, you know,
he was awful.
To quaff, to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, you just have to sit out in the field and, you know, pretend like you're doing something.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Even though I'm old, I'm definitely a DH guy. The pitcher batting, it's ridiculous.
100% agree.
So let's while we're at it, sorry, I go on a tangent every time we talk about the AL West because I always feel like Edgar got robbed in the last couple weeks.
Well, you know the Astros like, are going to repeat that.
The Rangers fucked up. They didn't go after Arrieta. Instead, they signed Lincecum and about three other guys to be, I guess, middle-tier, relievers. I don't even know what the fuck they're expecting to do. So I don't see the Rangers being relevant at all. Like, who do we expect to come out of the West, gentlemen?
Other than the
Astros. Damn it! I wanted someone else to pick someone besides them. Nobody? Okay.
I mean, the Angels, like, got Ian Kinsler. They got
your boy Cozart.
They got Cozart, too. Yeah.
He's starting at third for them.
Yeah, and Andrelton Simmons is, like, one of the best defensive shortstops in baseball still. And they got fucking Mike Trout. The best player in baseball. So, the Angels have a shot. I think they're going to be more like the Twins, though, just be kind of hanging around that wild card.
So, yeah, like you said, everyone's kind of around it, you know, at least the All-Star break. Can someone like the Angels be the second, like, be a wild card team? Or do we expect all the wild card to come out of the AL East?
Ooh, I mean, that's a tough question because you got to figure they're taking two spots, no doubt. The Yankees and the Red Sox are making the fucking playoffs. So, yeah, the other two could come out. I mean, you're going to get one out of the Central and then, two out of the West.
It's really going to be Twins or Angels the way I see it.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Of course, we'll be absolutely wrong.
Because people are going to get hurt, and then the Astros will fall off the map. And
I'm sorry. I mean, the Yankees have Judge and Stanton. I think I mentioned this last week or the week before.
Classic Phil.
The pitching is just, it's not a guarantee they'll be in the playoffs.
No, that staff's not great.
Well, let's talk.
That's true.
I have my resident gambler on the phone. They said over 39 homers for Stanton, over 35 homers for Judge.
Hammer both of those.
Definitely over for Stanton. Yeah. Definitely over for Stanton.
Hammer both of those, especially Judge with the right field porch, dude. He hits so much oppo fucking power.
Yeah.
So if you were, I guess it's a couple, I mean, we'll probably have you on a couple more times, but I'd usually do prop bets with my boy Brett Perry. Shout out Brett. We do futures and like division winners and all this stuff. So I had the Rockies make the playoffs, Rockies win the division, Rockies win the NL, and Rockies win the World Series last year. And it paid on one of those, but it was plus 600 or something, or 650. So I was like right there. And so I made all the money back from losing on those, you know, small term bets or whatever. But I hit that one. So if we are to look at divisions as I pull them up, do you have any other good picks I need to go out there and find besides the futures for Judge and your boy Juan Carlo, Phil?
You talking to me?
No, I was talking to Steen. I'm talking to,
you know what? I haven't, until spring training really gets going and you see where a lot of these guys are going to sign, I really haven't done a lot of investigation as far as the prop bets for this year.
Yeah, because it's crazy how many people still are unsigned.
It's nuts. Wild. It's absolutely nuts, man.
Like, is there a collusion? We talked about this last week. Since you're our guest this week, do you feel that there's collusion amongst the owners, or do you feel it's just the market's a little, not necessarily saturated, but the juice isn't worth the squeeze?
I think the latter. I think these guys, I don't think 30 owners called each other and said, yeah, this is the fucking year we're doing it. I think they all just, I think the analytics are getting better. And I think people are starting to realize that when you get a guy on a second or third contract, it's always a shitty fucking investment or almost always.
And plus they're like throwing 200 something million dollars at people there for a minute. I mean, not to like bring up tragedy, but like that just really fucked the Marlins over. Look what just happened to them. They just had clean Fernandez fucking house. I mean, it's just fucking crazy.
Did they have a clean house, or did they do that because of Jeter?
Well, I think a little bit of both. Like
their owner was the previous owner was notorious for cleaning house.
Yeah,
but he won two World Series.
But they a lot of those. After. A lot of those dudes didn't want to be there anymore simply because of that. So, like, they wanted out. They wanted a fresh start. Like, they had to get rid of them. And then once, like, they started trading, everybody, Yelich was like, man, fuck this. I want out of here. Like, as soon as they traded Stanton, Yelich was immediately like, all right, I got to go, too. And, yeah, I mean, they stripped that whole team down.
Oh, man, I could rip on the NL Central all day. That's going to be a whole episode, Steen. If you want to come out for that, we're going to rip on the NL
Central.
Yeah,
I'm in for that, absolutely.
God, I hate, like, 90% of those teams.
Brew Crew, baby. I love the Brewers.
They're making moves. They're making moves.
They try.
Dude, anytime they celebrate a home run by a fat guy sliding into fucking beer, I'm in it.
Yeah. Who couldn't like that? So you possibly can't hate the Brewers.
Nah.
They're not that team, right? You said you hate 90% of it.
Who's oh, there? No. I'm not a big fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Save it for the Wonderlic, Math Whiz.
I hate the Cardinals and I hate the Cubs religiously. So okay. That's enough for me to like, my hatred runs
overrun. The rest of it. Okay.
The Reds, Pete Rose gets that love in the Hall of Fame, I'm kind of just resent that racist old woman that was the owner.
Large?
I'm not.
Yeah.
And Joey Votto's a Canadian. Not going to support him. So, yeah, I don't really like anybody in the Central at all. Like,
breaking news: Skip hates Canada. <That's> I don't know where this came from.
What the fuck's up with that?
I hate everybody except for Americans, especially on Ryder Cup years.
I got
Norwegians, man.
Yeah. Oh, seriously, fuck them. But I can't say. I mean, Canada beat us, but I mean, they're fucking Canada, dude. They're just all about maple syrup. That's it.
And winter sports
and hockey. Like maple syrup and hockey, that's what Canada does.
I read an
poutine, brother.
Yeah. Gravy and French fries, I can get behind, but I'm going to just call it gravy and French fries because I'm an American.
I'm going to pretend like New Orleans created that.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's kind of, that's okay. That's brutally Canadian as well, those French Canadians. But yeah, so fuck the whole NL Central, but I think that kind of, we'll save that for another day. I'll vent about them on another day.
Yeah. We did a lot of baseball there. That was cool.
Yeah, college baseball. Don't forget to go to the website, hashsports.com, for all of our Mets fans. We did not rip on y'all at all. And we have our new Tim Tebow Mets shirts up, as well as our Ole Miss beer shower shirts. Please, and tank tops. Go get those before your next home series. Mississippi State fans, don't worry. Ours are coming because of Cannizzaro. Couldn't keep his dick in his pants. We had to do a little editing and a little change of scenery on the shirts. So those will be up soon enough, but don't
I'm
forget
sure
to
it'll be tastefully done, as like all script stuff is.
Yeah. It'll be nicely placed. I won't have cunt. Cunt will not be written anywhere.
Good. That's very reassuring. But
they're not Cannizzaro themed shirts now. They were originally, but since he was released of his duties, or relieved of his duties, they are no longer shirts that are in production. Yeah, nor in production. So I had to go back to the drawing board. So they'll be there soon enough. Don't forget to go to the website. Check that out. That's www.hashsports.com. I think this is almost our last couple segments of the day. I don't know if you're a big golf guy, but this weekend Tiger Woods was playing Steen, and he showed the world that he is capable of competing with top-tier talent. So I'm getting all woolly. But the real story was Justin Thomas, the bet I made.
JT!
Cleaned up, won 10-1 odds, had him as my
nice.
Pick. Yeah, that was a nice little weekend. But the worst part about it was we were a pretty pro-JT podcast.
I'm still pro-JT. I cannot wait for you to attack him.
So the problem with JT is, it turns out this is not the first time this season he's bitched or moaned about the fucking fans. And so, like, he either need, like, I don't know if it was the waste management or if it may have actually been the Travelers.
Can I interrupt real quick? Tiger's complained so many times in his career about the fans. So how are you going to rip on JT for complaining
about
fans?
So someone yelled in Tiger's backswing at a putt that he missed. Tiger didn't turn around and kick that guy out. What'd Tiger do? He went back to fucking work.
Yeah, but that guy got kicked out, though.
Yeah, he used to cuss people out.
No, he didn't.
No,
he didn't. I saw the video. He wasn't kicked out. People were giving him shit for fucking with Tiger, but he didn't get kicked out. Tiger did not kick that guy out.
Yeah,
the fact is, JT specifically... Maybe so.
But did you see what JT said? That dude had been following him for a couple holes like the fucking jackass guy.
Well, then if you're having to do that, then why the fuck would you have to pinpoint him? Was that you? Did you say that?
He knew it was that same fucker he'd been hearing from. He said something really offensive to the guy he was playing with.
But yet it's not on the tape.
Had enough.
It's not on the tape. They followed his whole round. He was the goddamn leader. They have his whole round.
He said
round
it was
tape.
As he was walking up to that tee box. You saying he's lying about that?
I think that he's exaggerating. I know, but his apology was... insincere, and he didn't even need to do it. He should have been like, that guy was a shithead, or being a schmuck, and I'm out here trying to win $1 million. People would have had a lot more respect for that. But he didn't. He said, was that you? You're out. You saw your last shot, buddy. You're out. It makes you not like him. And especially on a Ryder Cup year, it jacks me off, because I'm angry that he's going to get yelled at in Paris. Oh,
bummer. I'm not going to cheer for the U.S. because JT threw out a heckler. You probably support
that. No, that's not at all. That's the theory was that he's going to catch more shit later on in the season, you stupid hipster.
Hell,
the fact was that he's going to catch... He's going to cash more shit for this for being an idiot. Because he made the scene of this instead of just doing his job and going and winning a tournament in spite of the heckler.
I think the opposite happens. I think nobody fucks with dude like JT.
Oh, bullshit. Oh, okay. And especially at the motherfucking Ryder Cup, he's going to catch some shit. I will be there in attendance.
Across the pond?
I'll be there. It's in Paris.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right. You want to take bets on
that? I'm telling this. When golf fans not have a right to say shit about golfers? Is it... Are they different than every other sports fan in the world?
So I think golf fans are similar. Like, you're not supposed to talk in their backswing or while they're on the tee. But the ball is in the goddamn air. JT's being a little bitch. But the problem is, it's similar like tennis. Like, you're not supposed to sit there and talk and be, rude. It's a country club sport. I mean, I'm not saying that guy was in the right, but JT was in the wrong to have him kicked out and then to make a half-assed apology. So I'm not happy with JT as an ambassador for JT and a gambler of JT.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's losing some sleep over that right now. Like, oh, good. Man.
We know he's a listener.
Lost some fans this week for...
I don't know where this... You're from fucking Rosedale. I don't know why I have the fucking southern accent. You're you're the hillbilly.
Yeah, I don't know. You're from the big city. I forget. Yeah,
100,000 people.
The metropolis that is Jackson. I do forget that.
You didn't know where that was until about an hour ago.
I do forget. Well... I swear to God, I asked you a couple weeks ago, like 7 or 8 times, where you're from. Because I accuse you from being from Meridian, and you got all upset. You're like, I'm from fucking Meridian. Anyway.
Here's that character accent again from the hillbilly from the Delta.
I don't know where that comes from. That just comes out. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
If that's offensive.
Yeah, really,
it's not offensive. You're just losing credibility.
Your accent is about as southern as it gets, so you can't really make it more southern and, you know.
Yeah. That's a good you. Point. Yeah.
But I just
you
did.
Losing that one. What's it called? Wow. So yeah, that was my event. I was stoked about winning the calling the shot of JT, and then Tiger, of course, performed very well. Top 20. He had a 12 spot.
7 back. How far back was he?
Yeah, he finished it even. I think JT won at 8.
So tone down the excitement until he actually shoots under par.
He shot under par at the Travelers.
Well, overall.
He went forward on 16 and 17 and went double and single.
Tiger thought he had a chance.
Yeah, he was at 3 under and was trying to get post a number because he was like 6 groups ahead.
Tiger, like, if I can get to 6, I can put it in their head. I have no idea why I'm doing that. I'm just doing that.
I guess it's better than the jackass impression from last week. So.
Jackass!
Okay, back to that real quick. Do you think maybe Mickelson was like testing out this new plan I taught him last week?
Phil is a listener. He's an avid listener.
And I told him,
but
he did not play this week.
He did not play.
But he still could have sent out a heckler just to get in JT's head. He so could have done that.
Jackass.
Jackass.
You gamble on golf?
No, dude. It's one of the few things I don't gamble on.
Damn. That's kind of interesting.
I'm just not smart enough about it. I'm an awful golfer. I'm terrible.
That's smart to not bet on something you don't know enough about.
Yeah. I need to take that advice. I bet on all sorts of shit that I don't know anything about. Speaking of...
Yeah, leave me to curling, thanks.
You seem to be pretty knowledgeable in ways of Winter Olympics, so you'll definitely be our correspondent for that. But I'm also going to pick your brain because I think the World Cup is this year.
Well, no.
Soccer?
Yeah. So we're going to need your help on that one, too, because we don't have a dog in the fight.
We're not even in it.
And I'm sure as fuck not cheering for Canada. So I don't know. It's soccer.
You're not going to cheer for Mexico, though, either.
No, we sure as fuck will not. So we're going to have to get your, I guess, at least insight on the foreign random sports. But at the same time, we have one more thing we like to gamble on. It's not really sports, but it's something I've done in the past with friends, including my old roommates and father. But tomorrow starts Survivor.
Dun, 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 dun.
Cue the music, Pierce.
Yeah.
Survivor, we're going to have a little contest of maybe three tribes, possibly two, 20 contestants that try to survive 39 days in the wild with fun adventures and minimal food. Pierce and I are slightly, I guess, veterans in the sport of Survivor, but we want everyone, including our listeners and Steen and Phil, to tune in tomorrow. New season starts.
Two-hour premiere.
No, excuse me. It starts tonight for the Wednesday listeners.
Yeah.
And for everyone that is not listening on Wednesday, go back. It'll be on your demand. If you don't have on demand, you're poor. What's it called?
And or stupid, either one.
Yeah.
Or both.
Find it on the internet. What's it called?
I've got the internet route.
It's actually kind of... shit, that's a good point. CBS, I'll give you my login. It is kpwilson295@gmail.com, and the password is hash sports. So tune that in. Watch Survivor. I'm asking everyone to join us.
Watch it. And get your popcorn ready.
Now, will you make actual real money bets on that?
We'll just do a pool.
Yeah, so we're going to do a little pool for the listeners. We're all going to draft players in a schoolyard pick 'em, similar to the NBA. But what you are able to pick, you are able to bet on...
That's such a Survivor term, schoolyard pick 'em. Propes love saying that.
What's it called?
Propes. That's the host, man. Prost. Jeff Propes has the greatest... Probst has the greatest job in the history of television. Like, you could not have a better job than he has.
That is true. He does have a cool one. And fun fact for the entertainment listeners out there that are not necessarily sports folks but stuck through the whole episode.
Yeah.
He takes one item from every every season as like a memorabilia. He takes the snuffer because they're all the things.
Yeah, they're all different.
Yeah, he takes that every time. So he apparently has all of them.
Those urns are always different too.
Yeah. And then so he also married a chick off of one of the seasons. So shout out to the guy that was obviously
such a baller move.
So fucking sweet.
It's like, yeah, I'm gonna, you can be on the show. And also, you want to get married?
Yeah, you want to get dick down, and I'll give you some of the strawberries and you can go back to your tournament.
What does that mean?
You're going to be seeing those on Antiques Roadshow in about 40 years. I think it's a snuffer from the old show Survivor.
From the hit show. I mean, I don't know how you kill Survivor. I think you got to kill Probst.
How many seasons have they had?
They're on like this 36.
Yeah, this is up there.
They do two a year, though, so it's not like you're just standard television show where you just get the one season.
You're fully entertained for half the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And the other half is filled with college football and bong residue.
Yeah. Dude, one of the bets I ever made the most money in my life on was a bet on the Simon Cowell show, the fucking
American Idol.
Which they're bringing back. Y'all see that shit?
It's I don't think it went anywhere, did it?
Yeah. It used to be on Fox. ABC. It's coming on ABC now.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
So it's not Rainey Jackson and Paul Abdul?
No. Uh-uh. It's
Katy Perry and...
Ooh, love me some Katy.
She couldn't sell any tickets on her tour, so she found a job in the booth. That's classic. If you can't do, teach. I like it. I like it. I back that. And she has the best tits in the game. Easily
shout
the best
out.
Yeah, Katie, we know you're a listener. If you want to come on, let's talk about it.
And that's not the only reason why. I like your personality, too. Probably. I don't know. I haven't heard you say much. But
We don't know your personality, but we know you have great cans. So come on. That will be a video cast that week.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But so I think that kind of wraps up everything for this week. Our last segment is, I don't know if you know this, Scooter, but we do this thing called the 24-second shot clock.
Which we skipped last week.
We may have skipped last week, but what it
they
is...
have. I mean, we
unknowingly, of course.
Yeah, I don't really listen to them. But at the same time, what we do is you mention something that was not mentioned during the show. So like you get 24 seconds and you try to time it perfectly. So we'll let someone go first, but what you do is you just try to hit the shot before the shot clock, and then we kind of elaborate on it afterwards. So our fans, our fans kind of know what we're talking about now too, because we just kind of jumped right into that segment about a month ago.
Phil came in being like, "I know what I'm going to talk about," so let's hear it from Phil.
All right, so we'll go with Phil, and then we'll let Pierce delegate the shot clock.
Alexa, set a timer for 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
All right, well, we did talk some NBA, but I purposely left it out because I wanted to give him another own platform. I'm shouting out to Anthony Davis. Dude is playing out of his fucking mind since DeMarcus Cousins went down. He's actually got better numbers than LeBron, but LeBron gets his dick sucked all the time. So, and we're firmly in the five seed, so AD for MVP. And keep it up.
Alexa off. Man, that was pretty good. I mean, you were a couple seconds early, but he had like 53 and 17 last night.
Yeah.
Only one other person on the team, I think, had double digits. Like, the scoring just looked fucking ridiculous to look at. I didn't know they were to the fifth seed, though. That's I mean, all those teams are separated by like three games.
Yeah, I mean, next week we could be out the playoffs.
But still, it's great, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you because you know what? This is very similar to something that happened to the Saints and the LSU Tigers when you wrote them off, similar to when you wrote off the Pelicans. When you're like, well, we can't do anything without Boogie, so it doesn't even matter. You get Mirotić from Chicago, and now your team's the 5 seed, and you give him a shout-out on the 24-second shot clock.
But Gentry can still go fuck himself.
Oh, he hates Alvin Gentry.
I forget about that as well, God. But I do love that he just gave AD a shout-out, so let's see what happens this week.
Yeah, classic Phil. God, I don't even know what he's trying to do anymore. Pelicans are so fucked, though. Like, I feel bad for Anthony Davis. Like, something's going to happen to that unibrow. Somebody's going to shave it during the night. And something bad's going to happen.
It's very possible. It's very possible. But that was a good 24-second shot clock. I'm proud of you. Hey, Steen.
Yeah.
You get the premise?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Do you have one in mind, or you want Pierce to go next?
I got one in mind.
All right, listen for Pierce to start the clock, and then it's on you.
Alexa, set the timer to 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
I want to talk about Michael Porter Jr., the number one recruit in the nation that hurt his back after 2 minutes of playing for Mizzou. They say he's well, he's practicing, he's ready to go, and now people are trying to tell him not to play, go right to the NBA. I say, fuck that. It's tournament time. Get your ass in there. Show us what you can do. And for God's sakes, break this horrible streak for Mizzou.
Love it.
Oh, good timing, too.
Alexa, off. I heard Michael Porter, could possibly play tonight. Was there any truth behind that?
They said he wasn't dressed out tonight.
I checked he was questionable, dude. I checked the box score as we were talking, and he hadn't played yet.
Okay.
Almost halftime.
No, I saw a tweet before we started recording that he wasn't dressed for tonight.
Okay. But yeah, I he can make a big difference if he's going to come back and play.
Absolutely, because they're starting to... Fuck, they lost to Ole Miss. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we beat Kip's team, too. But we were supposed to be so much better. We had some internal issues on the team.
It seems like the coach was a cancer for their program.
Well, they really pissed Andy off in the offseason. We talked about how they didn't extend him, and it just wasn't good. If he didn't make the tournament, he was gone. The team just fucking quit.
Well, let's get back to Missouri for a second. We didn't really harp on them, but they beat Mississippi State in overtime at a home. They lost to Ole Miss. What do you expect them to do in the tournament? Do you expect Porter to play? And then what do you expect to happen in the tournament if he does and doesn't play?
You know, it's hard to say, man, because they've been playing so long without him. You know, they played the whole fucking season without him.
Mm-hmm.
And then to plug him in, they've got 2 games left before the SEC tournament. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to see him play just to see what he could do. But as far as like team cohesion and everything, I don't know that it's going to be a great thing. But as a fan, I'd love to see it. Fuck, you know, we've lost 3 fucking point guards this year. So yeah, we need all the help we can get.
It's crazy the Missouri attendance numbers. I remember watching games at Missouri last year, and there'd be like 6 people in the stands that got in for free. And then this year,
It was awful last year, dude. It was awful.
It's great.
Well, they had a D2 coach that they promoted that was a fucking alum, and they put Kim Anderson in there and said, you know, well, this guy's been hanging around the gym for like 30 years. Let's give him a fucking shot.
He's got to know something, right?
Right, right. They felt bad he brought Gatorade all those years, and then as it turns out, yeah, he sucks.
Shocker.
All right, well, that was a pretty good 24-second clock. Let's see what Pierce has got on deck.
Yeah, okay, so I pulled a Phil tonight, and I shouldn't even admit it, but I'm not prepared. But I do have something
gross.
Written.
You pulled a Phil?
Yeah, I know, man. I don't know where that came from.
I haven't done that
from.
In years.
Yeah, Phil's actually doing a little more research these days. But I do have something written down that we didn't talk about. Alexa, set the timer to 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
I don't know if y'all saw this or you heard about this, but the NIT is going to play with some interesting new rules in the postseason this year. Longer 3-point line, wider lane, 4 quarters instead of 2 20-minute halves. And get this fucking shit. This is the one I hate the most. After an offensive rebound, the shot clock's going to go back to 20 seconds instead of 30.
That's so.
I'm just not a huge fan of this. Trying to make it like the NBA. People don't like the NBA. Alexa, off.
Speaking of the NIT, I do love it. I'm glad you brought that up because it looks like Mississippi State is well on their way to the NIT. If this thing changes in the next 11 minutes, that's fine. But
you can still win the tournament.
Bama's getting shucked as well by Florida at 22, by 22 at home as we speak. So I think that
that's 23. You're not good at math.
Oh, it's changed since then.
Yes, he's going to excel.
Y'all a bunch
on
of cunts, man. The score changed since he was doing his podcast.
It totally did not, but that's
anyways. So, yeah, I think that's a good point. The 20-second clock after the offensive rebound is going to lead to a lot of either probably quick shots, premature shots.
I just don't get what that does.
Worst offense in college basketball, if that can even happen.
Yeah, what does setting it back to 20 seconds do? It doesn't, like, speed up the game. It does absolutely fucking nothing. I mean, it makes more possessions.
I just don't get why you would change the rules of under what these kids have been playing all season for a different tournament.
And the quarters is fine because that's not really that big of a hindrance. It's like an under 10 timeout.
But it is
12.
A big difference because, yeah, your timeouts are different. You're planning for 20 minutes. I don't know. I don't like it.
I can understand you not liking it because it's not the norm. And I agree. Like, they should be playing under the same rules. But, yeah, the one that's really screwy that may fuck with them the most is the one that Pierce mentioned that's last.
So. The longer three-point line I'm in favor of, that's cool. I think NIT should just add a four-point shot. Wouldn't that be cool?
It's
clear that they're trying to drum up interest because who the fuck watches NIT unless you're in it? But, yeah, I mean, I guess they're trying to get people to watch, and a four-point line truly would. I mean, that...
Yeah. Oh, dude, I would watch the shit out of that. But that's where the 30-second shot clock started, too. They tried it in the NIT before they brought it in, too.
That's a fun fact.
Interesting. But that's what they do. They test these rules in the NIT because, like you said, nobody fucking watches it. Nobody doesn't really matter who wins, you know?
Right.
I want to see Trey Young from Oklahoma with a four-point line.
Oh, dude.
He shoots from what he thinks. I mean, he's like Pistol Pete over there. He just shoots from God knows anywhere.
He would only
and
shoot
he's
four
very
pointers.
Well going to be in the NIT if Oklahoma continues on this route.
Oh, they've lost like 7 in a row at this point or something. Maybe even 8 now. That was like last week, I think. I didn't know they were struggling that bad. But
They beat K-State last week. Okay. Yeah, they beat K-State at home.
Okay, that's good for them. But yeah, I think
sorry for your loss.
Yeah, whatever.
Well,
I just adopted K-State because that's where one of my kids goes. So he plays there. So
hell yeah.
Well, then we're gonna be able to hang out. Like I guess we mentioned in text message and conversation earlier, but we'll be able to get to hang out when we play y'all first game of the season this year. I'll come over to Manhattan.
It's gonna be fun, man.
We'll the Little Apple.
Yeah, Little Apple, Manhattan, baby. Kansas.
I love it. Did Skip do his 24 seconds?
Nah, I'm next.
Oh, but you're ready then.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Alexa.
I guess.
Set the timer for 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
I want to give a shout-out to our previously mentioned Vic Schaefer and the Mississippi State girls basketball team. They went 30-0 this season. They ran through the SEC, and then he was named Coach of the Year. We had 3 players on the first team, all SEC, and we're headed into the tournament. I don't know exactly how it works, but I'm pretty sure the ladies play at home early on. Shout-out to them. Ready to see y'all run through the tourney and beat UConn.
Oh, Alexa, nice. Off. That was, I mean, I love how...
Both of those were seamless. Shout out to the quick turnage of Alexa.
Yeah,
you got her back in line.
Yeah, now you got her all excited again, thinking we want her to do something. Baby, we don't need you right now. You did your thing.
But yeah, I know we don't give a lot of... We talked about how Vic Schaefer should coach all of the Mississippi State teams after last
season. I do still stand by that. But
I do as well. And especially, he's proven that may not be a bad call with his undefeated season and the last team to beat UConn. So
I mean,
he deserved the 24-second shot clock tonight.
If you got a good team, you can just kind of put it on cruise
control. Is UConn undefeated too?
Yeah. They're like 29-0 at this point.
And who's going to get the number one overall seed?
UConn. They're not going to give that to somebody else. So
no. No. Not if UConn's undefeated, no way.
Nah, we'll beat them again, though. We beat them last time they were undefeated, so it's not a big deal.
The rivalry's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, girls basketball!
I mean, I do like how excited you are about
it's,
that.
I mean, look how we're going to the fucking NIT and men's basketball, and we don't have a baseball coach that's under 80, so we got to kind of take it when we get
it.
And
you got a guy that invented offense to coach in football. So
that's
I mean,
way too early to get in football. We're not talking about your sped coach
y'all
yet.
Didn't start spring. We started spring practice today in Oxford.
Oh, no, we hadn't. I don't think we've started yet. So that does get me all woolly on the inside.
South Carolina starts tomorrow. A bunch of people are starting.
But again, we want to thank all of our listeners. Scott, I want to thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're a hoot and a holler, and I want everyone to go over to hashsports.com. We're pumping out content left and right all day long, every day. 2, 3, 4 articles a day. So y'all go check it out, hashsports.com. See what Scott's got brewing. And then he'll be back on. Baseball season's right around the corner. And then so is March Madness. So we'll get his takes from Mizzou as well as K-State, who they'll both be in the NIT with me.
And, you know, before I go, I got to say one thing. I told you my kid played for K-State. He fucking plays trombone, so don't get too excited.
I was going to ask that question, and then I just forgot. I told everybody that
he plays for K-State. Well, what's he play? Yeah, trombone.
Fuck yeah.
Damn it, I wish I would have asked
the
that.
The famous Purple Band. That's what's up. Well, shout out to your son, Tom. To share this podcast,
shout out to the band, hell yeah! Yeah. Like they keep the
we're a pro band podcast.
Yeah. I'm all about Spirit Squads. I am. What was the Spirit Squad? Oh, I don't like the Spike Squad though from Georgia, but other Spirit Squads are cool because the band's there, the cheerleaders are there. You don't need another squad.
Yeah, they shouldn't even get official status as a Spirit Squad.
No, I mean, those kids should be embarrassed.
Yeah, well, your son shouldn't. That's a shout out to him and the rest of the band of the K-State Wildcats. We can't wait to, we'll see him in this fall.
Is Bill Snyder still there?
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, we're gonna still alive him. And still coaching.
Man, I love that guy too.
He's gonna pull a joke. And just die the day he packs up his office.
100%.
That's not quite pulling a Joe Pa.
That's a pulling Bear Bryant.
Easy.
Yeah, that's a Bear Bryant there.
My bad. I didn't mean to lump him in with that. I did not accuse him of such. But yeah, Scott, thanks again. And for all of our listeners, don't forget to tune in every week. Subscribe, rate, and review 5 stars. And then also don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at LNO Podcast. And again, I think
same thing.
It. Same thing every time. LNO Podcast, Twitter, and
Phil fixed it for you.
Thank like
you,
a year you. Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. So we'll see y'all next week and Hail State.
Rams.
Thank you.
Hootah.